The Vermont Senate passed the Patient Choice and Control at End of Life bill late Thursday. It grants immunity from criminal or civil liability to healthcare professionals and family members when treating or helping a terminally ill patient who decides to end their own life. Patient Choice's Vermont President Dick Walters has advocated for a Death with Dignity bill for a decade. Walters avoided discussing changes made to the measure, but said he's delighted to see it move to the House.
This is the first time that the Senate, one of the houses, passed recognized the need for choice at the end of life, and that's a big step. This is not a simple process. We've gone through one hoop, and we'll face the next one when it comes.
The Vermont Medical Society is more supportive of the amended version, but worries the House will revert to the original version. Executive Vice President Paul Harrington explains that's because they oppose physician-assisted suicide.
What the Senate amendment does is basically provide further legal protections to ensure that process doesn't end up in the court. We're strongly opposed to the House reinserting the original bill, and we're afraid that the bill that ends up from that process may be a great deal like the original bill. We feel it would be better if the legislature focused on other issues and leave these issues to the medical community.
The Vermont Coalition for Disability Rights is opposed to the original bill. President Ed Paquin says they haven't had time to adequately assess the amendment that the Senate wrote and passed over the course of 2 days.
It reflected, I think, that many of the folks who were either opposed or uncomfortable with the original bill, I believe they wanted to have an alternative that would acknowledge that there is a way for people to have their end of life eased, if you want to put it that way. It's a very different thing, I think, that's envisioned in this amendment. And right now, I guess we're probably just as well off with neither one passing.
The bill passed in Vermont's Senate despite cautions from the state attorney general and the governor. Attorney General Bill Sorrell says the Senate dropped many of the safeguards contained in the original draft.
What has now barely passed the Senate, there's absolute civil and criminal immunity for a doctor who might be involved in this process and any family members or others who are present at the death. We're very concerned that we will be unable to recreate after the fact what has happened, and was this really a case of a person who's functioning very well mentally, who's made an informed decision to hasten death, as opposed to something else that's a result of negligence or worse.
The bill, called Physician-Assisted Suicide by Opponents or Death with Dignity by Supporters, passed the Vermont Senate on a 22-8 vote. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.